I'm going to invite you to join me now within your own body and introduce you to the physics, the geometry within you that's holding you to your original self, to the original plan. And when you go through emotional trauma, physical trauma, there's an opportunity for you to retune to this very quickly so that that is not your new normal. We want the original math to be the thing by which you act from each day. So to get there, we're going to do a visualization of this energy field. And so you can join me now. Sit up straight and close your eyes if you want. We're going to take a couple deep breaths in. Start with an exhale. Blow it all out. And take a deep breath in. Let it go. All the way out. Add another deep breath in. You're going to place your feet in front of you comfortably, uncross your legs, engage your core a little bit, make sure you're sitting up straight, let your shoulders drop away from your ears. You can tilt your chin up just slightly as if you're looking over the horizon. Relax in that space. Now we're going to do a dive into the floor of your pelvis as if it was a hammock. We're going to introduce you into this space now. So you drop your attention down the floor of your pelvis. There's a huge muscle that lies there that creates the floor. And you can lie down in that space in your mind's eye and look upwards towards your head, laying in this hammock. Relax a little bit there. Feel your body relax as you lay there and you look and gaze upwards. From this position, if we were to remove the organs, you would see that the chest cavity that lays out above you there has the framework of a cathedral. These flying buttresses of your ribs come off the foundation of your spine and hold the chest cavity open and suspend the roof of the cathedral, which is your sternum bone, at the top. So as you gaze up at that cathedral, be wondrous of the fact that this is designed as a chamber to hold vibration. It's a chamber much like a cathedral whose purpose is to magnify the amount of vibration and the coherence of that vibration within this chamber, within this space. As you gaze upward now towards the head, looking up through this cathedral-like structure, you're going to notice that the buttresses, those flying buttresses, get smaller and smaller as the ribs come towards your neck. And so it's like looking down the throat of a lion or looking down the throat of a megaphone. You're looking down a smaller and smaller opening as you get to your neck. And that last set of ribs is actually smaller than the circumference of your neck itself. And so it's this narrow passage by which the information can come in and project down as a megaphone would project it out to the world, and as a space for us to reflect it back up into this focused point of information exchange. As you look through that small circumference up through the neck, up towards the top of the head, there's a tiny little gland, an endocrine organ, which is one of the most mysterious structures in the body because it's a crystalline structure. As if a lens has been placed there in the center of the head such that it would sit in a projection spot centered such that if light were to beam down or an information stream of the blueprint of your life would stream down in, hit that lens, it would then project out to the floor of the pelvis where you lie. So you are now laying on the movie screen that is being projected upon by that pineal gland as it diffuses the information out into this broad torso, this broad cathedral-like environment of your torso. So that pineal gland sitting up there, picture it lighting up as if you're staring into the lens of the projector at the top of the organism. Through that, you can peer further. Take your mind's eye and move through the pineal gland, through the lens, and let's go inspect and explore and discover the geometry within that original template, the original beam that's coming through to inform every cell in your body as to where it's going to be, where it's going to line up, what it's going to become, and what identity it's going to hold. And so we're moving up past the lens into the beam of light. And I want to relax there with you now. Experience that space above the head, the origin of the information that is your blueprint. There's a geometry to this space, to this template. And I believe that each of us have a slightly different geometry there. This is the anatomy of the soul. You're in the space right now by which all the information vibrates, from which the beam will enter that pineal gland, projecting down onto the floor of the pelvis, which, like a radar dish, then distributes that information straight up through the cathedral, a huge cone of information, energy, waveform, that is organizing my body into its original math, following the template, being the blueprint. Take some time and experience that location. See what geometries come into your view. Is it cubic? Is it pyramidic? Triangular? What are those geometries that you're experiencing in that space? Now travel in that beam from that original geometry down to the pineal gland. Experience the diffusion of that out to the whole movie screen of the floor of your pelvis. And now that reflects in a cone. And now that reflects in a cylinder of light. A cylinder of light that projects upwards and downwards through the body now. The width of your body, the breadth of your body. And so this information field is the thing that allows you to line up in the womb of your mother for sure, but every millionth of a second since then. The mysterious quantum physics world tells us we're disappearing and reappearing every millionth of a second at the physical form. And each cell with it that is expressed every millionth of a second continues to hold its identity and its place within the matrix of your body. This is your original math, and it is the one that you have the opportunity to retune to every millionth of a second. This vibration fills you. It expresses you. It is both the past and the future. And you can bring that past future mathematics into the now with the gentle reminder that you do have an original form, an original math that predates your first emotional trauma, your first physical trauma. And if today you are feeling disconnected, disoriented, diseased, this is your invitation back into the field. Attune back into this space. This is an introduction to the existence of this biofield, this soul. But it's going to take practice for you to find the silence in that space of the vibration, in the space of the light, to tune, to retune, to tune and retune. Sitting in silence in this space, sitting in breath, both the release, the expiration, and the fulfillment of the inspiration. Supercharging this space, supercharging your expression of this original math with each breath. Silencing the frenetic monologue of your mind is an important skill. But this is an opportunity not just to tune to silence, but through the silence to find this original map, to retune to this physical form, this physical expression of the soul, this energy field by which you organized, this energy field by which you will travel out of this body when you release into death this biologic form, to be released into your pure physical form, the pure physics rather than biology. Your identity is intact from the moment conceived, well past that space of death. That identity will continue. It cannot be destroyed or created. It can only change form. I invite you to tune often to improve your capacity for the relaxation and realization and remembrance of who you are, who you always were, and who you will be. Welcome to your soul.